He was a scientist, but also he was a newspaper editor, a book printer, and a publisher. Well, in 1728, at age 22, Franklin wrote down these words that he wanted put on his tombstone. And here's what they are. The body of Ben Franklin, printer, lies here. Like the cover of an old book, its contents torn out. But the work shall not be completely lost, for it will appear once more in a new and more perfect edition, corrected and amended by the author, capital A. Let me just read that again. The body of Ben Franklin, printer, lies here, like the cover of an old book, its contents torn out, but the work shall not be completely lost, for it will appear once more in a new and more perfect edition, corrected and amended by the author. That could be on all of our tombstones. When I was looking at that quote, I was thinking, okay, Ben Franklin's quote about the body is before and after death. The old book cover with its in the grave with its contents ripped out represents his earthly body. And yet the what quote, new contents rewritten by the author represented his new resurrected body that he would get when he came to heaven or when the rapture comes. He missed the rapture, but he's in heaven now probably. Well, today's country song is from Faith Hill. I bet we all know the country song writer and an artist, Faith Hill. But I'm not sure if we all know this song of hers. It's called There Will Come a Day. Does that even ring a bell to anybody? There Will Come a Day. The lyrics describe the difficulties of life, and it describes how hard it can be to live on this earth. And case in point, all the things that are going on even right now, but all the things that have gone on for thousands of years. I mean, at different times in history, if you can imagine what it was like living on the earth when the Nazis were killing all the Jews. Just one example in our recent history. But the song goes on not only to describe how hard it can be to live on this earth, it goes on to describe a better place, which is heaven. But the actual word heaven is not even mentioned in the song. But the lyrics use the biblical messages that clearly describe heaven. And the promise for believers is that there will come a day that we will make it to heaven. And let me read the lyrics. It's not easy trying to understand how the world can be so cold. When I read these lyrics, it's almost, you're going to think, this was written just yesterday watching the national news. It's not easy to understand, trying to understand how this world can be so cold, stealing the souls of men. Cloudy skies rain down on all your dreams. You wrestle with fear and doubt. Sometimes it's hard, but you got to believe there's a better place where our Father waits. And every tear he'll wipe away. The darkness will be gone and the weak shall be strong. Hold on to your faith. There will come a day. There will come a day. Wars are raging. Lives are scattered. Innocence is lost and the hopes are shattered. The old are forgotten and the children forsaken. That comes right out of today's headlines. In this world we're living in, is anything sacred? There will come a day. Yes, there will come a day. The song will ring out down those golden streets. The voices of earth with angels will sing. Every knee will bow. Sin will have no trace in the glory of his amazing grace. There will come a day. There will come a day. Now, in the future messages I have for this God and Country series, there's going to be other songs that I'll use to describe heaven. Today, I'm going to focus specifically on one one aspect that the Bible talks about heaven, and that is our new bodies that we're going to get. That's why I asked in the beginning, when you woke up this morning, or even just getting dressed, or getting here, or walking up the stairs, how did your body feel? How does it feel right now? And sometimes that little snickering and laughing is just acknowledge what I already know. And sometimes it's our bodies aren't all that great. And as we get older, a lot of times they don't get that much better. Blessings for the folks that are up in age and still have good health. Blessings to you. But what I'm going to do is today I'm going to focus on the new body we get when we go to heaven. And then the next couple, two or three weeks, I'm going to have some other messages based on country songs that talk about heaven. And I'll bring out some other aspects from the Bible about heaven. So if you're dealing with pain, physical, mental, emotional, psychological, pain comes in all kinds of forms, does it not? It doesn't always show up when we have a brace on our arm. It doesn't always show up and get solved with a shot or a medicine. There's all kinds of pain. Well, guess what, folks? One of these days, our bodies, our minds, our psyche, one of these days there'll be no pain. And that no pain will last forever. You go and get a bottle of medicine out of the cabinet, and you read on there, it says, take so many, and it lasts for 8 hours. It lasts for 6 hours. It means the pain's coming back more than likely. When heaven, the pain will be gone of all kinds forever. If you experience weakness, exhaustion, and tire easily, can I get an amen? Just know that in heaven, you'll be forever strong. If you're dealing with sadness, anxiety, or depression, just know that those words don't exist in heaven. Just like there's no crying in baseball, guess what? There's no crying in heaven. So all the reasons we could cry, all the sad reasons we could cry. Maybe we'll cry happy tears in heaven, I don't know. But the Bible says there'll be no crying. So there'll be no sadness, there'll be no reason to cry like that. If your earthly body struggles to walk, know that one day in heaven, you'll run faster and longer than an Olympian athlete. If your eyesight is weak on this earth, in heaven, you'll see completely clear. Gerald, one day you'll have such perfect vision, an eagle will be considered blind compared to you. Here's another one. The word, huh, will never be heard in heaven because we'll all have perfect hearing too. Jan, you'll probably like that one for us. I won't have to say that in the future.
Pastor Bob, I'm so tall, have a skinny body. That was the first time in my life.
Well, I got the tall part down. We'll see what else happens. If you fear the death of your body, just be comforted to knowing that there will be no death in heaven. The Bible gives us some idea what our body will be like when we leave this earth and go to live with Christ. Whether it's the fact that we do die on this earth, or, like Paul had mentioned, maybe we're caught up in the rapture in the next days or years. In fact, Scripture tells us that we will have a body that is like the resurrected body of Christ. So I'm going to share a few things that are specific that the Bible tells us about this resurrected body that we will have. But I can't answer all of our questions because the Bible doesn't answer all of our questions. But what I've got is pretty good. What the Bible shares is pretty good. And the first two verses, the first one's coming from 1 John chapter 3. And then the next verse will come from Philippians. And they're both kind of saying similar things. 1 John 3:2 says this. Dear friends, we are already God's children. But he has not yet shown us what we will be like when Christ appears. Here's the key verse. But here's what we do know. We will be like him. So somehow or another, in some way or another, in some capacity, we will be like Jesus Christ. And I'm going to get into some more specifics of what the Bible says of how we will be like Jesus, because we can see what Jesus' resurrected body was like as we look at a window in time. Remember when he was crucified, buried, 3 days later he was resurrected. Where did he go after he was resurrected? Well, for 40 days he walked the earth, and people saw him by the hundreds. And so there's, the Bible tells us of some things that Jesus did, some aspects, some characteristics of his body during those 40 days. And I've just read to you in 1 John, we don't know everything, but what we do know is we'll be like him. In the Philippians 3, 20 and 21, but we are citizens of heaven where the Lord Jesus Christ lives. And we are eagerly awaiting for him to return as our Savior. He will take our weak mortal bodies and change them into glorious bodies. Like what? Like who? It says, like his own. So the 1 John verse says, we will be like him. And the Philippians verse says, we'll have glorious bodies like his. So while we don't know all the details from those two verses, we do know that we will be like Christ and have a glorious body like him. Well, what I want to do next is look specifically at the body we will one day have. And again, it will be that a body like what Jesus had during those 40 days he walked the earth. I've got a few verses here to share kind of back to back. Luke 24:39. Again, this is after Jesus was resurrected while he's walking the earth. Some of the first people he saw and visited with were his disciples. And at this early time with his disciples, it says this in Luke. Jesus says, look at my hands, look at my feet. You can see that it's really me. Touch me and make sure that I'm not a ghost, because ghosts don't have bodies as you see that I do. Hands, feet, a face that is familiar, a voice that talks, ears that hear. And oh, by the way, it seems like that for Jesus, and maybe this is only Jesus, the Bible says that it seems like he's going to have those pierced hands and feet for all of eternity. That as we see him in heaven, that's one thing we'll be reminded of, is we can touch those at any time. We can see those at any time. He's not a ghost. When we die, we're not a vapor that wanders from place aimlessly from here to there. John 20:27 is kind of the similar type of thing of what was just said in Luke, but this time it's Jesus talking to Thomas specifically. You know, Thomas is the one we tag him with the term doubting, the doubting Thomas. And so Jesus specifically looked at him and he said, Thomas, put your finger here and look at my hands. Put your hand into the wound in my side. Hey, don't be faithless any longer. Believe. Again, there's a body somehow or another. We're not a ghost. And we'll be recognizable. John 20:19 says this. That Sunday evening. Well, let's stop and refresh ourselves of what Sunday evening we're talking about. Jesus had died, was buried for 3 days. And what day do we celebrate Easter on? Sunday. And so it was a Sunday morning when Jesus was, the tomb was empty. And so that was Sunday morning. Well, this is saying that Sunday evening, what we would think of Easter evening. That Sunday evening, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. I bet they were, because they had just taken their leader and accused him of crimes he didn't commit, beat him to a pulp, and then crucified him as a as a criminal on a cross. Guess, hey guys, guess who they're coming after next? Let's go to somebody's house. Let's lock all the doors, put boards over them, close the windows with the shutters, and let's be quiet so that the Jewish leaders and the Romans don't come after us too. So that Sunday evening, with all the doors locked and the disciples just sitting afraid in that house, it says this back to John 20. Suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them. Surprise, he said. We didn't say surprise, did he? That's Bob's translation of what he said. He actually said, peace be with you. But can you imagine what a surprise it must have been for when everything is sealed up and all of a sudden the person that they thought had just died 3 days ago is standing right there in the living room. I bet that was a surprise. But Jesus said, peace be with you. Let's start off that way. And I'll let you get over the shock and then we'll start talking after that. So while I don't understand how it works, somehow or other, remember the Bible says we will have a body like Jesus. Somehow or another, we will have bodies that either will pass through solid doors or we'll just be able to think and say, I want to be in that house. And there we are. We're in that house. Kind of the Star Trek deal. Beam me up, Scotty. Except it's not Hollywood giving that power. It's God himself giving us the power to appear here or there. Luke chapter 24. Starting with verse 42. They gave him, again, remember, this is during his resurrected time, in his resurrected body. The disciples, they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he ate it as they watched. You wonder certain things we will or won't do in heaven? Well, I can tell you, there's a couple verses that'll tell us we can eat in heaven. So I kind of like that idea. In fact, if you either were here last Sunday or you watched online, I talked about Captain D's and how it's was a favorite restaurant of mine. The all-you-can-eat fish special. Well, best I can guess, and this is just my interpretation, there might be a Captain D's on every corner of those golden streets. And it's all-you-can-eat fish all the time. Jesus ate this fish. Well, something very similar in John chapter 21, starting with verse 12. This is Jesus talking. So this last one was the disciples gave him fish. This one says, now come and have some breakfast, Jesus said. He's the chef now. He's at the kitchen. He's at the campfire. None of the disciples dared to ask him, who are you? They knew it was the Lord. And then Jesus served them the bread and the fish. So there's a couple times where it's mentioned in Jesus' resurrected body that there must have been some eating going on and that he was recognizable. That's the thing we want to keep in mind. Roy, did you want to have a closing song for us? I'll let you go ahead and start playing softly. And I'm going to finish up with a homework assignment, actually. So, Emma, you don't have to do this. You've probably got enough homework to do. But if you want to, and I hope you all will do this, I've just given a little bit of information about what this resurrected body is. The Bible doesn't have a ton to say about it, but I hope I've given you enough to give you an appetite that it's a good thing. That we will have a wonderful body, and it will last for an eternity. And there will be no pain, there'll be no crying, there'll be no hurting, there'll be no death. We'll have this perfect body for all of eternity. Well, the homework assignment I want to give you is a section of verses in chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians. So remember, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. If you forget, you can go back and watch this on Facebook, or you can go to the website that we have. Just to remind you again, PastorBobLines.com. And Jeremy continues to keep it updated so that we can have all those audio versions of the sermons out there. But 1 Corinthians chapter 15, specifically verses 35 to 58 is what you want to read, because that's all about the resurrected body. It'll be very encouraging to you. But I'm just going to take a few excerpts from those verses in 1 Corinthians 15 and share them with you about this change from our earthly bodies to heavenly bodies. And Ron won't have this up on the screen. I'm just going to jump around to some places. So just listen here. Our earthly bodies are planted in the ground when we die, but they will be raised to live forever. Is that some good news? Our bodies are buried in brokenness. Yes, brokenness from a disease, brokenness from age, brokenness from an accident. Broken in all kinds of ways. Our bodies are buried in brokenness, but they will be raised in glory. They are buried in weakness, but they will be raised in strength. They are buried as natural human bodies, but they will be raised as spiritual bodies. For just as there are natural bodies, there are spiritual bodies. Adam, the first man, was made from the dust of the earth. Look at all these dirt balls right around here, myself included. Adam, the first man, was from the dust of the earth, while Christ, the second man, came from heaven. Earthly people are like the earthly man, and heavenly people are like the heavenly man. And just as we are now earthly, we will someday be like the heavenly man. And I'll just finish up with a couple more sentences here. In this 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it tells us that we will be transformed. And while we only have a little glimpse of what some of the transformation is, I bet it's a whole lot more than we could ever imagine. For our dying bodies must be transformed into bodies that will never die. Our mortal bodies must be transformed into immortal bodies. Then, when our dying bodies have been transformed into bodies that never die, this scripture will be fulfilled. I hope you've got some good news today. I hope you have some encouraging news today. No matter how you feel physically, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, all the ways you could imagine our body can experience feelings, one day things are going to be perfect. Not from a shot, not from a doctor, not from an operation, not from physical therapy, but from a transformation from Jesus Christ, either at the rapture or when we die and are in the presence with Him. And it's for all eternity. Do we get better news than that? Roy, what song is it that we have that we're closing with today? We just pray this morning that everyone in this room has already taken advantage of this application for the heavenly body that's to come. And we do that by asking you to to be our Savior. We admit that we have been sinners. We repent of that sin. We walk uprightly with you, following you. And Lord, one day we'll be like you. We just thank you for that. But we do know that there's neighbors and friends and family that haven't made that commitment yet. And oh, wouldn't we want to see them in heaven too? Wouldn't we want to see them with their new heavenly bodies? Lord, is there something we could do or say or pray that would lead them to Christ? If so, would you show us that thing we could do this week, maybe even today? We'll just thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you will do in the future. I pray that in Jesus' name, amen. Now go and be blessed, and be a blessing to everyone you come in contact with today.